Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your goal.
Hey, you better believe it. Nobody said it was going to be easy. As JFK, I love what JFK had to say about the space program, about, shooting for the stars. Hey, we do it not because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. And this is where we are right now. If we're going to save this country, we have got to get on board and understand what it is and the war that we're fighting on. I mean, right now, this is what's going on, particularly with the Democrats. All they can think about is that they need to beat Trump. And this was the big mistake the Republicans made. If you remember, everything was about beating Obama. It's not. Whatever it is, it still is about the message. This is why Mike Bloomberg, I don't care how much money he spends. I didn't care how much money Hillary Clinton spent. If you don't have the message, then you better have the money. Well, Mike Bloomberg has money, and he's moving the needle in some directions, but also you have to look at the fruit of his investments. I want to bring Bruce Thatcher on here right now. I'm interested to get his insight on this. Bruce, of course, is founder of History Speaks Today, and it does. Are we listening? His project is dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. Bruce, always good to have you with us. I've missed you, and it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Terrific to be back here.
Yes. Well, I was just mentioning about Bloomberg, with all the money he spent, he's attributed for really being the force behind the Democrats in the midterms. He spent a lot of money to oust, Republicans. There was, God, if God only knew. I mean, we're so worried about chasing Russian windmills that we ignored the manipulation and ballot harvesting that was happening within our own country. And don't think that more of the same is not going to take place coming to 2020. But nonetheless, that aside, Michael Bloomberg, with his money, was said to be very instrumental in the wave of Democratic victories in the midterms. But my question is to you, is the fruit of that investment, did it pay dividends to America's advantage or not?
Well, I suppose it depends on which side of the political spectrum you're viewing it from, but I can't see that it paid advantage to Americans. Whether it paid advantage to one political party or another, I suppose, is another question. We're going to find out. It's going to be a great experience because we're going to have more money spent on this political campaign, magnitudes more than has ever been spent before, and I think nobody has any idea how that's going to work out. Maybe he'll be able to buy it all, or maybe he'll just so desensitize listeners and viewers so much that they'll pay absolutely no attention to it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, again, relevant to history, and we can even look at recent history. I mean, here it is. Hillary Clinton spent 4 or 5 times more than Donald Trump. She didn't have the message. Had money, didn't have the message. And at the end of the day, I think Donald Trump's smart enough to bring out, and the body politic is also smart enough to figure out that, hey, look, we got this wave, we got the squad, we got AOC, we got all these other members of Congress, and your point's well taken. It depends on what, part of the spectrum you're on, where you say, well, did it pay dividends? But Nancy Pelosi said it's not like anybody came to Congress to impeach the president. Well, that was a big lie. Exactly. So they told everybody else, hey, we're moderate. We're there. We're going to talk about infrastructure. We're going to talk about health care. We're going to talk about these things that you're concerned about. This is why I want to be a Congress. This is why I need your vote. I want your vote. And I've already got Michael Bloomberg's money, behind my back and blowing wind up my sail and moving me down the river here. And I'm going to really go in and fight for you. I mean, what? You're going to tell me that people wanted to, I mean, they wanted Trump to be impeached? And you see, this is the thing I think that people are underestimating. And with Mitt Romney, why Mitt Romney really needs to do some soul searching. And even Joe Manchin, because Joe Manchin seems to be one that you talk about being a moderate Democrat and having some reason, is that to oust a duly elected president, to eradicate and nullify 63 million votes for the articles of impeachment that were presented that were, you know, ill-advised to begin with. They weren't anywhere close to bipartisan that Nancy Pelosi said that it had to be. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, this is like Obamacare all over again. You didn't have bipartisan agreement, and look what happened. Look what Obamacare did to our health care system, Bruce.
And indeed, we're talking about the promises made. It's going to cut all costs. It's going to have everybody have health care now. That approach to health care is limited to saying we're going to give you insurance, which in my mind is not health care.
Right.
Taking care of the health care system involves a lot more things than insurance, and it's a straw man.
Yes.
The insurance is set up as a straw man, and so we say we'll take care of providing insurance because that's an easier thing to deal with than dealing with will actually improve health care.
Right.
A much different thing. I talk about the same thing, the same kind of thing in my book, Gun Mania, when I'm talking about guns are set up as a straw man in this country to argue about and be the source of all kinds of problems and all kinds of people getting killed. And it is that. It's a straw man. It's easier to attack that symbol than it is to really address problems that could be solved if we direct our efforts to that.
Well, if we looked in the mirror, Bruce, it starts there. I mean, our moral degradation is so evident, but we want to blame it on the instrument instead of the Indian, so to speak. You know, we want to blame the arrow instead of the Indian. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But you know what I mean here. It's just that it's the very heart and soul of America. That's what needs to be considered here. Can we look in the mirror? Because when we talk about gun mania in your book, and we're going to get into more about it, it's a new perspective, what we must do to reduce shootings, homicides, and suicides in America. Look at our position on law and order. We've abandoned. I mean, let's open up the borders. Somebody gets arrested for killing somebody. They're an illegal immigrant. Oh, it's okay. Let them out. You know, ICE can't come and arrest them while they're at court because we want people to show up for court. And if ICE comes in and gets them for violating something, for breaking the law, well, that's a bad thing. Really? Why is that a bad thing?
But you raise these as symptomatic I'll call it a moral breakdown in America. And there's where the problems lie. They don't lie with the specific immigrants who come in. They don't lie with the lack of a wall. They lie with failing to consistently enforce laws, failing to losing respect for law.
Right.
We are supposedly a country that is based upon equal law, and we have more politicians, it seems to me, now saying we should not obey the law than saying we should obey the law. And the result of that is misdirected efforts toward actually improving the well-being of Americans. We refuse to wrestle with the more difficult things, and instead set up, you know, as I've referred to them, set up straw men to attack because they're easy to knock down.
Right. Well, and of course, the ultimate straw hand is Donald Trump, who just says, this is goofy. What are you doing here? We're not protecting America. I mean, you think back when it, you know, really kind of came into focus, at least for me, and I think for many Americans, was Kate Steinle. I mean, I still scratch my head over that one, Bruce. But we've been doing Kate Steinle more and again. I mean, people, we don't ever want to have this to happen again, really. But it keeps happening.
It's incredible how politicians and pundits can rationalize away Kate Steinle and say we don't want to have any Kate's laws because they're bad for all kinds of reasons, and never ever mention the death of an innocent American.
Yeah. And I don't understand bad for all kinds of reasons. And they say that, and you go, okay, why don't you give me a couple? We got more from Bruce after this.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, this is what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, in this movement and conversation, you know, brought to you by Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the likes, is that, and you hear Donald Trump going, socialism will never work. And I can only hope that socialism would not. I mean, and Bernie Sanders, to some degree, Bruce Thatcher, is right that, you know, America has kind of danced a little bit with the devil when it comes to socialism. We've, you know, applied maybe some socialistic thinking. But, you know, when I think about the biggest problems that we have is that it's when we move toward that idea that somehow our products, our productivity can be controlled by, you know, central command, we get into trouble. But when the free markets are allowed to run, you know, people are happier. We answer a lot more problems than we create. Is that fair to say?
It is. The unique, absolutely unique aspect about America's existence is that it was founded on the basis of individual personal freedom, mm-hmm. unheard of in the world at that time. And it has been so remarkably successful in improving the lives of millions and millions of people. There's no country in the world that can boast a history of progress and largesse developed by its citizens as this free market, free experiment in democracy or Republican democracy. But what it does is, of course, some people don't like it. They don't, you know, people like, in my opinion, Bernie Sanders probably would speak. He loves freedom. He loves choice, as long as it's his choice.
Exactly.
Because everybody probably says, I have a better idea on how to do something, but they don't want to test that in the marketplace of ideas or products. They want to have the right to just impose it as an experiment. Can we
That's
say
right.
affordable health care?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do this, and then we'll find out what it says after we pass it.
Exactly, Nancy Pelosi. Yes, right.
Because that way I can do my idea. Mm-hmm. I don't have to convince you of my idea. We'll just do it, and your idea is out the window. It destroys the democracy of ideas, and that's what this nation has been successful with, and we've got a lot of mistakes, but our achievements so vastly outshine our mistakes. I don't see how anybody can look at it and say we're an evil nation, and a lot of people are saying that.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. You know, when you consider, I mean, just a moment, pause on that idea, the democracy of ideas. Those ideas would be choked off. I have said repeatedly, with socialism comes mediocrity. This is what you want to do? You want to attain mediocrity? And for some reason, you know, millennials seem to be picked on because they've been unfairly indoctrinated in these universities that we've paid an inordinate amount of money for, and that, here we are, I think student debt's about $1.6 trillion it is amassed to and growing. And that's for the reorientation of our young people. I mean, President Xi in China and the rest of them over there going, wow, could we get people to pay $1 trillion to be indoctrinated? You know, we might be able to make this, we might be able to get some ROI and make this, you know, these concentration or these camps, these reorientation camps into a profit center, right?
That's right, and it is this. You mentioned the word equality, and that seems to be the big thing. And people do not appreciate that you have on a continuum at one extreme you have equality and slavery right. at the extreme, and the other you have freedom. There's always a tension between freedom and equality, and one of the most distressing things to me these days is that our younger generations especially, but everybody's preaching equality, 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 not of opportunity, but equality of end result.
Right.
And
so no matter what you've done, how hard you work, that's irrelevant. It's that we've got to take care of the masses. Everybody is going to be taken care of at the same way, but that never happens, Bruce.
Of course it doesn't. Never.
You know, but that's what people need to consider, the empirical evidence. It all sounds good, you know, what Bernie Sanders is saying and Ocasio-Cortez and the others. It all sounds good on the surface, but you show me an application where that's worked anywhere.
They can't do it. They can't. I mean, even in very small groups and communities where this total communist, total socialist, total utopian equality has been tried in experiment, they've all failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll find out just like the pilgrims. Hey, let's do this. We're going to, you know, all for one, one for all. We're going to do that. And you get people that are lazy. They don't want to work. They sit there and they want to, you know, take from the bounty of everybody else's labor. And it was going in the tank and they figured it out real quick. They said, no. From now on, you got to go work. And look what happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was like all of a sudden the switch came on. So let's abandon the empirical evidence and all these years of experience. And this is what cracks me up right now is that, you know, why it's even, you know, you hear some of these pundits, oh, it's so close, you know. What Donald Trump has done for this country, what his policies have done for this country, have just been astronomical. And they want to go, oh, let's get rid of Trump and, you know, let's consider Bernie Sanders or Buttigieg or whoever it is the latest flavor of the day, right?
Or the biggest billionaire we have.
Or Bloomberg. Yeah, let him buy his way into it. And you listen to Bloomberg, Bruce, and what does he have to offer? I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, there's some similarities between he and Trump because he understands business. And, you know, but outside of this, like, okay, why do I want to give Bloomberg a shot when I got a guy right now hitting home runs?
It's very interesting you say you listen to Bloomberg. Would you believe that where I'm living, we never see any ads on Bloomberg?
Mm.
Because in the primary season, he's focusing on Democratic voters. So right up the highway in Austin, my daughter says, we're flooded with them.
Yes, right.
And down here where I am, never see them.
Right.
But come general election, I bet we're going to see a lot of them.
Well, without a doubt. Well, could you imagine if the Electoral College, that's another conversation for you and I to have, if some of these states got their way and the Electoral College was destroyed, what would happen?
Well, then we wouldn't hear out here. We wouldn't hear Bloomberg or anybody else because you have to live in metropolitan areas on the coast to hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to hear Buttigieg talk, it's like no, it would be fair for everybody. What math are you working with to come up with that? I mean that is one big fat lie.
And will you define fair?
Yes.
I always get into this when people say it's not fair, and I say, okay, what rules are you referring to?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And also, what is your idea of fair?
Uh-huh.
I mean, really? I mean, you know, because some of them it's quite exposing. You know, I was saying last night in watching the Oscars, I mean, up until the time they opened their mouths, I mean, you gave them the benefit of the doubt. After they opened their mouths, there's no doubt left. I mean, it's like, okay, all right. No.
Fair inevitably means what the person speaking it wants it to mean.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Bruce, in Gun Mania, why did you feel you had to write this book?
Well, I was... We've all hear over and over in mind-numbing repetition how we have more guns in America than any place else on Earth, and that's true.
Right.
But largely irrelevant, and that will maybe turn some people off because they then follow up immediately to say, and that's also very bad. So we have to solve all of this problems of people getting shot with guns by banning guns.
Mm.
And I mentioned a straw man. That's a straw man earlier, and we absolutely refuse to address the tougher problems of what motivates suicide, what circumstances lead to homicide, and address those. Now, some people are in some parts of the country, but not the high visibility speakers in, among the press and pundits and politicians, because they just want to attack the easy target.
Exactly. Yeah, but yet in these communities that want to do something about it, that are really changing their worlds and doing positive things, those go ignored because that doesn't fit their agenda. And,
Exactly right.
You know, they've solved the problems. And this is what's happened time and again in this great country of ours, is it's dealt with at the community level, and I think at the most effective point of contact.
I think it's practically the only effective point of contact. It has to be a local, it's a local problem.
Mm-hmm.
It rises to national prominence only because it's all over the country, but the problem is local. And it has to be solved local, and there are models for solving it that have been used in this country. So what I've been trying to say with gun mania is, hey, let's get off, let's understand why attacking guns will never solve anything, and let's redirect our efforts toward the underlying problems that lead to suicide and homicide.
Exactly. You know, Bruce, my dad would always say in his inimitable wisdom, William. He always said William. I knew when he said William, it's time for me to take notes.
Yeah.
He says, you always have to use the right tool for the right job.
Exactly.
And here we are once again. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, his brand new book, Get Your Hands on This, Gun Mania, A New Perspective, What We Must Do to Reduce Shootings, Homicides, Suicides in America. And he really gets into the heart and soul of the issue of what we're dealing with here in America. Available at all usual places and linked at our website at Bill Martinez Live.